Be seated.
这一堂时间是我们要做祷告。
This session is reserved for prayer.
祷告之前呢，我们先来看一个经文。
Before we pray, let's study a few passages first.
请看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4, Colossians chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。在这里保罗劝勉教会信徒啊，要做到这样的一个祷告内容。
Paul encouraged the church members to pray in such a way.
说到要恒切祷告。
That they need to continue earnestly in prayer.
要警醒祷告。
And being vigilant in prayer.
更要感恩祷告。
And mostly, in prayer with thanksgiving.
说起来，这三个祷告内容啊，是我们必须要具备的一个，认识。
So these are the prayer contents that we should all have a common understanding.
主耶稣基督对于恒切祷告，他有这样的一个说法。
Now, regarding to the prayer with earnestly, Jesus once said.
我们来看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
十八章第一节。
Luke 18 verse 1.
十八章的第一节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 1.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Verse 1.
一个恒切的祷告，它是常常的祷告，而且是不灰心的祷告。
A constant prayer is a prayer without losing heart.
我这次来到美国，走到这里是第五间教会啊。
Trip to America this time, this is my fifth church.
我觉得很感动的是这间教会有早祷会。
What touched me the most that this church has a morning prayer.
五点半到六点啊。
From 5:30 to 6.
总是有信徒在这里一起做祷告。
There are always members here gathered together to pray.
这个祷告，教会有祷告的生活非常好。
It's good that church has a prayer life.
很自然的就会兴起神的一些见证工作。
And then naturally, when there's a prayer, the work of God will revive.
尤其是恒切的祷告。
Especially a prayer with a constant
prayer. 在台湾早上五点祷告的教会很多。
In Taiwan, there are many churches have a morning prayer beginning as at 5 o'clock.
所以有许多的见证会发生。
So, because of the prayer, there are many testimonies.
这个恒切祷告是一种生活的一部分。
This type of a constant prayer is a part of the lives.
当你重视，愿意成为你生命生活里面的一环的时候，你一定会突破自己的瓶颈问题，然后来参与这种祷告。
So, when you emphasize a prayer such as this,And let it become part of your life, then you realize that you will help you break through many things in your life, in your faith.
在台湾啊，就因为教会有这个早祷生活的习惯了。
In Taiwan, there are many churches have this early morning prayer.
我就碰了好几次，慕道者自己走进来参加我们的早祷会。
And I've encountered many times there are true seekers who came in to join our morning prayer.
然后得到圣灵，然后慕道，最后受洗，带领全家，这种见证很多。
And later on, they come to seek the truth, to receive Holy Spirit, and came to believe, and led their whole family to the Christ.
神会引导他。
Lord Jesus will guide them.
所以一个恒切的祷告啊，对一个人、对家庭、对教会是非常重要的生活。
So a constant prayer to a person, to an individual, to a family, to a church is very important.
因为我们现在啊，说起来工商进步非常的繁忙啊。
Today, in our lives, we have a very busy and bustling life.
家里的人要有机会一起谈天啊，说心里话，还真是不容易啊。
It's not easy that family have a time together, a quality time to chat and to reflect.
但是至少透过祷告还有一个聚合的时间呢。
But at least through prayer, there's still time together.
但是这种祷告不是偶尔，它是要常常的，是恒切的。
But this type is not occasional prayer. This must be made in constant, persistently.
有些问题啊，短时间就可以得到解决，但是有些问题要很长。
Some problem can be resolved in a short time, but some problem cannot be resolved without a long prayer over a long period of time.
这个时候， 横切不可灰心的祷告就很重要啊。
So when it comes to this, a constant prayer without losing heart is very important.
保罗又劝勉了要警醒祷告。
And Paul also encouraged we must pray in vigilance.
我们来看看耶稣基督他怎么说。
Let's look at what Jesus said about this.
请看马太福音的26章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
26章我们来看这个31节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 31.
31节。
Verse 31.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。耶稣基督到克西马尼园祷告。
When Lord Jesus went to a Garden of Gethsemane to pray,
他带了三个亲爱的门徒一起去。
He took the three dear apostles with him.
可是他祷告三次，这三个门徒都在旁边打瞌睡。
But he prayed three times, all the three disciples were fell asleep.
耶稣就特别提起。
So Jesus reminded them,
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation.
我们今天呢，这个信徒啊。 能不能一直维持一个正确、这个好的信仰，跟祷告也有关系啊。
Today, whether we can maintain a sound faith, it has to do with our prayer.
我们都知道什么样的事情做了会犯罪。
We know what kind of things once we do it, we will sin against God.
叫你去一下子做，你不可能。
It's impossible that we'll just do it right away.
我们通常都是在渐渐的迷失。 走进去的时候才渐渐开始变坏了。
But usually it happens when you gradually lose ourselves and lose our direction.
那你为什么愿意有一个试探的门路，就是要开始学坏的这个机会，你愿意进去啊？这个就跟你有没有警醒祷告有关系啊。
But why we want to let ourselves enter into the door of temptation? It has to do with our prayer.
你如果天天警醒祷告，应该没有这样的事情发生才是。
Now, if we pray daily and watchful, we should not, these type of things would not happen.
那为什么在自己的道路上面还会走偏了呢？
But then, on the way to heaven, why would we go astray?
明明自己家里有一个太太，为什么你还要去欣赏别人的太太呢？
We have a wife at home, why would we admire someone's wife?
明明知道这个行为不对，为什么你允许它在你身上发生呢？
We know this is a wrong behavior. Why would we let it happen to us?
明明知道这个观念错误，不合圣经，对教会的和谐没有帮助，你为什么允许它发生呢？
We know that the concept is wrong. It has nothing to do with the harmony of a church. Why would we let it happen?
基本上会落入到这种情况的人，就是缺乏了警醒的祷告。
It basically, when things like this happen to us, because they lack the watchful prayer.
所以他就开始迷惑。
So they become to lose their vigilance, they lose their alert.
越热心的人，越是常在服侍主的人，更要警醒祷告。
Those who serve God, those who are zealous, should spend more time to prayer.
不然一点点的闪失，一点点的不注意啊。 可能就会从那个入门而跌倒啊。Lest
they not be careful, they might lose their step and fall.
用自己最得意的想法说话，以为我这样就是很稳了，不错了。
They use the concept they are proud of most and think they are good.
这个时候不再警醒祷告，太危险了，真的危险了。
Now if they don't continue to pray vigilance, it will be very dangerous.
所以警醒的祷告，我们自己一定要。 留意，而且要常常的做。
So to watch and pray is very important, and we need to continue with this.
我们不必把太多的焦点放在别人身上，你多放在自己身上比较好。
We don't need to focus on other people's problem and issue. We just need to focus on ourselves.
如果别人也愿意跟我们一样常常警醒祷告，他也会进步的。
If others willing to spend time and to watch and pray, and they will make advancements just like us.
再来，保罗说。 要感恩祷告。
Furthermore, Paul said that we must pray with thanksgiving.
我们再回过来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书请看3章的17节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3 verse 17.
17节。
17.
无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神，在这里告诉我们了。
Here tells us,
我们做任何事或说话
in whatever we do or whatever deeds we do
都要奉主耶稣的名感谢祷告神哦。
We do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God.
我们常常讲话哦，用自己的想法、经验，然后就从嘴巴出去了。
We often speak with our own concept, with our own mind.
都没有在心里面先做个默祷，然后再来选择怎么讲比较好。
Very seldom do we pray in our heart silently and think
about how to speak. 尤其你认为你已经有这个实力。在各方面的经验被肯定的时候，你很容易犯这个毛病的、
啊。Especially when we feel that we have the experience and ability, we often commit this error.
但是这里说，不论讲话做任何事，要奉耶稣的名感谢神哦。
But here specifically say, whatever we do in word or in deed, we must give thanks to God.
有一个传道人啊
，There was a preacher.
他被安排到一个地方协助灵恩布道会。
He was scheduled and arranged to help in holy work in the area.
那第一天晚上布道会啊，有不少慕道者参加，而且有好几位得到圣灵。
So the first night of evangelical service, there were quite a few true seekers, and many have received grace and Holy Spirit.
那位信徒都住在教会附近。
And most of the believers live around the
church. 所以那个教会的教牧和驻牧传道把早餐就安排在教会旁边的信徒家里吃了。
So that the church, that pastor, that the pastor of the church, arranged the breakfast in a nearby believer's home.
就一到那个信徒的家里用早餐的时候
，So when they went to this believer's house to have breakfast,
这一对夫妻啊，他们在吃饭中间就问了问题啊。
So this couple during the breakfast asked the pastor,
就请来协助的传道来回答这个问题。
So they asked the visiting pastor to answer the question.
这个传道回答了五分钟啊，这一对夫妻哭了。
And this visiting pastor responded in 5 minutes, and this couple cried.
然后这个传道就想了，奇怪，讲的话没有责备你们，为什么你们要哭啊？
So the visiting pastor was thinking, you know, my response did not rebuke them.
这一对夫妻就回答说太感动了。
And the couple responded and said they were very touched.
为什么太感动啊？
Why they were touched?
原来昨天半夜的时候。
Because the night before during the midnight.
这个太太啊半夜做了一个异梦。
The wife had a dream.
然后梦到里头有一个很慈祥而且全身发荣光的一位老先生啊，衣服洁白放光亮到他的面前啊。
In this dream, the wife dream of a person who's a very shining, who's very merciful and kind, and her and his clothes were shining.
然后他的后面跟着一个年轻人，也是穿洁白的衣裳放光亮。
And behind him followed a young man who was a clothes that shine like a bright light.
然后这位老先生就叫那个年轻人说话。
So the old person told him,
他说要勉励这一对夫妻
that he needs to encourage this couple.
结果这个年轻的这个穿洁白衣裳的人呢、啊、就讲话。
So the young person with a white shining clothes began to speak.
那他们为什么感动
？So why were they touched?
因为昨天晚上的这个梦里面的话，就是今天这个传道讲的话。
The reason they were touched is because what they heard in the dream was exactly the words that were encouraged by the visiting pastor. So once they heard that, they were very touched.
太太做完这个梦以后惊醒，就把先生摇起来，告诉他他们一起祷告嘞。
So after this dream, the wife woke up and woke up the husband. They began to pray.
没想到他们问的问题，那个回答的内容，那个传道跟昨天在梦里面使者讲的那个话是一样的。
So did they know that the question they asked, the response they received was exactly the same as with the one that they heard in the dream.
所以他们夫妻很感动啊。
So the couple was very touched.
怎么有这么奇妙的事情啊？
How wonderful that is.
所以他们决心悔改。
So they decide to repent.
认真聚会。
And to attend service.
认真祷告灵修。
To really pray and cultivate.
认真做圣工。
And to do the work of God.
后来这个先生啊，这个弟兄啊，他被肯定，后来被按立为执事。
So later on, this brother was anointed as a deacon.
夫妻都很同心的在服侍主。
So both a couple, works.
其实内心受到很大的震撼的还是这个传道讲话的这个传道。
But what moved the most was the preacher who spoke the words.
原来我们讲的话，神如果验中啊，那个话就是很特别啊。
Now, if this word that we speak was favored by God, then the words we speak are very
special.
So when we speak, we must be accountable to God.
我们讲见证讲道理是说给主耶稣听的。Whenever
we testify, whenever we speak to God.
我们做圣工是做给主耶稣看的。When
we do work, we do for God.
我们一定要具备两种这个认知啊，你这样做你就很谨慎了。We
must possess this two understanding, then whenever whatever we do, we'll be okay.
不能随便乱讲话的。We
cannot speak
carelessly. 这里说要说话。 做任何事要奉耶稣基督的名来感恩父神啊。
So here tells us whatever we do in words or in deed, we must give thanks in the name of God.
所以圣经神的话写在这里不是没有它的意义有。
So it is written here with it has its meaning there.
是你曾经思想过有去体验过这个圣经的话吗？
Have you ever thought of this and experienced the words of God?
所以这件事对那位传道来讲， 以后他讲话也是非常非常小心啊。
So because of this testimony, it reminds this pastor that in the future, whatever he says, he's always very careful.
讲述神的话是说给神听的。
Whatever you speak, when you speak the words of God, you
speak to God. 所以一定要诚实地讲， 不能乱讲乱掰啊。
So you have to speak in truth, you cannot speak carelessly.
做圣工是做给神看的。
So when you do work of God, we do it to God.
你这样子去面对的时候， 你才会常常奉主的名感恩啊， 不敢乱做。
So when we approach with this attitude, and we will be always be thankful.
所以这一节经文呢， 真的很好。
So this passage is really wonderful.
我们要 横切祷告。
So we need to pray constantly.
我们要警醒祷告。
We need to pray with vigilance.
免得入了迷惑。
So that we will not fall into temptation.
失去了原有对神的那种忠心和信仰。
And lose our faith and faithfulness to God.
更要用感恩的心来祷告。
Furthermore, we must pray with thanksgiving.
每一样我们如果做到， 你就会有体验了。
And if we can reach all these three, we will experience God.
谁愿意这样做， 神就喜欢谁啊。
Now, if we, whoever willing to do this, you will find peace.
所以祷告真的要用心。
And you will find favor in the eyes of God. So
那我们现在要一起来祷告。
So now we're going to pray together.
要接受按手的， 请到前面来。
Whoever wants to be help with lay hands,
please
come forward.
动作。
And please move forward now.